time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds which may be different from our own. On Sunday evening, July 21st, the eastbound Amtrak train, the River Runner, struck an SUV in Warrensburg. Injured in the crash were a 42-year-old woman and her 3-year-old granddaughter, both of whom remain in Kansas City area hospitals. Eric Peterson is an engineer for Amtrak and previously on 90 Mile View. He shared his love of trains and tales from the tracks with us. Eric, thanks for coming back. So good to have you again.
Always a pleasure to be here.
You know, as of this broadcast, the investigation is still ongoing, and for that reason, I guess we can't discuss the particulars of what happened in Warrensburg. But we do want to get an idea of what Amtrak employees do when crashes like this occur. Who reports the accident to Amtrak, and how, and what happens there?
Actually, usually in most instances like that, usually we have to put the train into emergency. And as soon as the engineer puts the train into emergency...
What does that mean, into emergency?
You're adding extra force to the brakes. I mean, you have to put that brake lever as far as it will go, and the train will come to a stop a lot faster. And whenever you go into emergency, it sends out a signal that goes out to all the bosses. They get all text messages saying that this train just went into emergency.
Something's going on.
Yeah, but they don't know exactly what's going on, but they know something's up.
I imagine there are several major things that have to be checked pretty quickly. What do you do? What happens in a situation like that?
Well, checking, well, I mean, if the passengers get hurt, I mean, the conductor has to walk through and make sure all the passengers are okay. If you, like with the Warrensburg accident, usually the conductor will have to go over and check the vehicle and assess, you know, what's going over there. Because at the same time, the engineer is going to call up the dispatcher and say, we just went into emergency. We had a vehicle strike or a pedestrian strike or whatever the incident is. Let the dispatcher know so that she can give a hold of the emergency personnel to get them on the roll right away. Because, you know, you don't want any delay in getting, you know, medical attention.
That can't be a lot of fun because I read news reports out of Warrensburg that the conductor in this case actually helped remove one of the victims from the car. You know, you're saying it's procedure for that to happen then, right?
Yes, the conductor will get off the train and go assess. And I mean, even just as a person, you want to be able to help and you don't want them just to stand by. You want to assist in whatever way you can.
That's got to be pretty scary.
Usually it's never fun. It's always something you will always remember.
You know, you served as a conductor for several years before becoming an engineer. As a conductor, in checking on passengers after an accident, what's the conductor supposed to do if there are injuries in a case like this?
You just let the dispatcher know so that if there's multiple injuries that they know they can get the right amount of emergency vehicles out there to meet what needs to be done. We're only CPR trained as a conductor. We're not actually first aid trained. So, but a lot of times you'd be surprised how many doctors or nurses are on the train. So if you do need medical, some side, like first respond help,
yeah,
there's always usually somebody nearby that will be willing to help.
And people do come and help.
Oh, yes. Even if you don't ask, they're always coming up. Hey, I'm a nurse. I'm a doctor. What can I do to help?
And that's what we're talking about with mm-hmm. Phil Caputo, the spirit, the things that hold this country together. There's one more great example of it right there. You know, in Warrensburg, in this case, Eric, the train was allowed to continue on its route. You know, how do you determine if the train is undamaged and it's safe to travel on its journey towards Jeff City in this case? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to step off and do a walking inspection of the train and make sure everything's okay. Then you got to do a roll-by inspection, make sure there's no what you call flat spots on the wheel, because if they're too big, you can actually cause a derailment if the a flat spot on the wheel, because it needs to be perfectly round and they could come off. So you don't want that to happen. And if there is any defect that you're not for sure, we have a mechanical desk we can get a hold of and ask them, and we'll say, hey, this is it. And they'll go, yeah, it's fine for you to continue, or no, you need to set that car or engine off.
And are there sensors, sort of black boxes kinds of things you're looking for in the train, too, that have information about what's happened here?
The only thing that we do have black boxes, it just records the speed and what exactly every input the engineer is doing. Like when he blows the horn, puts the bell on with the throttle setting to get her to go, how much brakes he's setting, when he went into emergency. We have that kind of data.
Is there a device that tells you, is this train safe to operate or not?
No, that's all visual inspection.
After an accident like this one or the derailment earlier this year in Connecticut, How much do the engineers and other staff you work with, you know, talk about it? I mean, is there a lot of sort of decompressing going on as you journey on?
Actually, you'd be surprised how often people talk about the incident, because it's just to help feed off each other and just give each other support when stuff like that happens. But we do talk about that Connecticut, you know, not anymore, but when stuff like that comes up, we go, what do you think happened? What about this? That's about it.
And people sort of team up together and talk it out a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're all there. We're a team, and we want to lift each other up, you know, and just help each other out.
Well, Eric Peterson is a conductor for Amtrak, an engineer for Amtrak, and it's always good to have you here, Eric. Thanks so much for taking some time. I sure appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Tomorrow on the show, we'll discuss the research behind a potential cure for leukemia. Also, we'll look at one photographer's exploration of the hope of children in homeless shelters. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, Caitlin Brennan, and Sangeeta Shastri. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.